Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They pitch to Gibbs. Touchdown! It went from Goff to Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he pitched it to Gibbs. And like Ben Johnson would call,
yeah,
it was a gadget play, and boy, was that a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it really was. We saw Purdue do something similar to Notre Dame this weekend, where they ran an outside zone, or an inside zone, I guess, and the running back threw it out beyond the hash marks of the quarterback who scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions got in their bag last night. What a beautifully designed play that was. And they beat the Baltimore Ravens 38-30. The Ravens had a second half lead and they blew it again. Derrick Henry fumbled again for the third consecutive game. They gave up 426 yards and 38 points at home. Now, Detroit's really good, but still, 426 and 38 at home, that's tough. Here is a stat from Warren Sharp that's kind of tough to wrap your head around. The Ravens have scored 104 points on the season in three games. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're 1-2. They're the only team since at least the year 2000 to have scored 100 points through 3 weeks but have a losing record. The other 25 teams with 100-plus points through 3 weeks, were 68-7 in those games.
Wow.
So the Ravens, they've lost two games this year, really in not great fashion. They blew a double-digit lead almost miraculously for the Bills in week number one, and they lose this game. But this is kind of what they looked like last year. Last year, they started slow. Last year, they played terrible defense. Last year, the Steelers were a win on the road against Baltimore away from winning the AFC North. So forgive me, Doran, I'm not sitting here today and getting ready to party in the streets. It's better for the Steelers, of course, that the Ravens are 1-2. It's better for the Steelers, not Joe Burrow, that he is out potentially for the season. But I don't have a ton of faith that the Steelers are going to be able to take advantage of the Cincinnati situation or the fact that the Ravens have stumbled out of the gates here.
I agree. Tweeted last night that there's different football being played. As everybody knows, the explosion on both sides of the football for the Ravens and the Lions. But let's be honest with ourselves here about the Ravens. You know, they played two Super Bowl contenders,
yeah,
in those three games.
Like, and they lost by a combined 9 points.
Yeah, like, you know, if I was a Ravens fan, I can understand why they'd be upset. We're going to talk to Lock and Ford today, and we'll get the pulse on what Ravens fans are feeling right now. But, I mean, let's be honest. Like, you come out of the gate with the Bills, and then you obviously win the next game, and then now you have the Lions, who are an explosive offense, an explosive team. Those are two, three tough games to start the season. I don't see them, you know, getting buried. But they do have the Chiefs coming up, and the Chiefs are very desperate. They
and
won last week.
It's at Arrowhead.
It's at Arrowhead, so I don't know. I think the Ravens will be there whenever it's all said and done, but this is a tough way to start the season if you're the Baltimore Ravens.
Absolutely it is.
Just by the schedule.
Yes. They're a favorite on the road at Kansas City next week. 2.5-point favorite. So Vegas isn't panicking about the Baltimore Ravens. They were a pretty sizable home favorite last night.
Yeah, they were.
And we didn't really get into the game because we were so Steelers-centric and Steelers-focused yesterday. I would have picked the Ravens to win the game. I mean, the Ravens on Monday Night Football with Lamar Jackson were 7-2 coming in. Lamar Jackson at home in his career wins a massive amount, percentage-wise, of those games. And they usually kick the hell out of NFC teams with Lamar, and particularly at home. So I walk away from that game feeling really good about Detroit, a team that's also on the Steelers' schedule. I wouldn't be losing my marbles if I were a Ravens fan. Now, you fall to 1-3, and mathematically, of course, it's not impossible for them to make the playoffs, and I would still predict for them to make the playoffs. But 1-3 makes things challenging, and their schedule coming up ain't easy, Dorn. So at KC, they're going to take on a desperate Houston team.
Yeah.
Now, that will be in Baltimore, so they'll be a sizable favorite in that one. They'll take on the Rams, who are game.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams gave the Eagles everything they could handle and more, and they lost by the skin of their teeth. And then they take on Chicago. What the hell's going on here? The Ravens get 3 straight home games? The hell out of here with this nonsense. That's bull. Call Roger Goodell up.
Then they have 3 away games.
Oh. At Miami, win. At Minnesota, tough. At Cleveland, never a walk in the park. So the Ravens do have a challenging schedule coming up. But does this make you feel better about the Steelers? 412-928-9370. That the Ravens have stumbled out of the gates here and have a losing record. That the Bengals, yeah, they're 2-1. I think their season ended on Sunday. I just call it like I see it. I didn't think the Bengals were going to be a Super Bowl contender this year. A lot of people did because Joe Burrow is magical. But I didn't see the improvement on the defensive side of the ball that was going to be necessary. And now you're going to need your defense to make more plays because you got Jake Browning at quarterback. And boy, was he brutal against the Vikings. Now, the Vikings had a lot to do with that. We're going to get into the Vikings later in a week. I mean, that's a good team.
Yeah.
That's a well-coached team offensively and defensively. They are top to bottom one of the best teams in the NFL. But I think Cincinnati got a rude awakening. Are the Steelers in a position, though, where they can take advantage of the Ravens stumbling out of the gate and the Bengals not having Joe Burrow for most, if not all, of the season? 412-928-9370.
Man, if they can take care of some of their warts, man. Like, as I said last night, it was different football. Like, they'll never be those two teams, and they're just not structured that way. They just don't have the explosive players to do that. But if they could figure out what they do very well and do that to the best, clearly, of their abilities, but also fix some of the issues that they have, yeah, they could be right there, right? Like, they can beat teams if they figure out their issues. So, and I just don't know if I have the full faith of them putting it all together whenever it really does matter and taking advantage of some of these teams in their division that don't have the production anymore.
I asked this question on Twitter yesterday, and I want to get into this more in depth at the bottom of the hour, but I'll toss it out right now briefly. Apart from red zone offense, which is something you said they'd be much better at coming into the year, the Steelers, where they're now clicking at 87.5%. Last year was 46%. Oof. So they are worlds better there. And opening drives. Opening drives, they got 17 out of a possible 21 points. That's operating at a damn near elite level. That is an elite level. Starting games offensively. Apart from those two statistics, opening drives and red zone efficiency, what are the Steelers good at? Not what did we think they could be good at, not what do we hope and they hope they can be good at. What are they good at apart from those two statistics? Right now, nothing.
Kicking.
All right. Kicking as well. Chris Boswell, pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweet over the weekend, 45-yard field goal for your life. Who are you picking to kick that football? Are you kidding me? I would pick Chris Boswell with his eyes closed.
Uh-huh.
He's making it 100 out of 100 times with a life on the line. That'd be a weird scenario, but I feel like he'd knock it through. So, red zone efficiency, opening drives, kicking game. That's where the Steelers are good. You want to know where they're bad? Every place else!
Yep.
And here's a stat.
They're not great. I will say that.
They're bad at everything.
Not great.
They're bad at running the ball.
Yeah.
They are finally plus one in the sack department. They had given up more sacks than they had gotten. Poor English, but you get what I'm saying. Now they're plus one. They are negative 14, are the Steelers, in explosive play margin. The opposition has 14 more explosive plays. Another area where the Steelers have been good is turnover margin. Obviously, they were plus four on Sunday. They were plus one against the Jets, and that one was massive. But really, those are the areas where they've been above the bar. Every place else, they've been below average.
Mm-hmm.
Like they get after the quarterback, but not at the elite level that we would want them to. And hey, I'm optimistic that that can turn around. They have had injuries on the back end, and I think that's affected the pass rush. But I furrow my brow and I wonder, where are the Steelers really good? What's even the identity of this team right now through weeks? They don't have that. So forgive me. I'd like to be pounding my chest and celebrating the fact that these Baltimore Ravens are struggling at 1-2 and the Bengals don't have Joe Burrow. And I think they're going to start circling the drain rather quickly here. But I just don't have a lot of faith that the Steelers are going to put this together in a way where they're going to be an 11-win, 12-win team. Like, I still feel like they're going to win 9 games, 10 games, something like that. But if you're going to take advantage of a Ravens poor start, you're going to need to win 11, 12 games.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing that right now. 412-928-9370. We can also compare the Steelers at 2-1 to some of these other teams around the NFL. Are the Steelers in a better position than Cincinnati? I think we would say yes. How about some of the other 2-1 teams out there? And how are you feeling about the AFC North right now? 412-928-9370 is the number to call. You can give us a ring on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Derrick Henry, Bangren. Derrick Henry fumbled last night and then came off the field, slammed his helmet down on the helmet thingy, and fell down on the bench.
Yep.
And it's uproariously funny.
It is.
You can see that all over Twitter. I just tweeted it out myself, @_AdamCrowley, and we can laugh and we can enjoy it. The Steelers are 2-1, first place in the AFC North. The Ravens are 1-2 after their loss to the Lions. I think it's going to be short-lived. If the Steelers played the Ravens tomorrow on a neutral field, I think the Ravens are like a 10.5-point favorite.
I agree.
I'm sure there's a place I could look that up, but you think about that playoff game last year. It's not just what the Ravens did to the Steelers. It's that going into the game, the Ravens were a massive favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have no faith that the Steelers can win the AFC North, because I feel like the Ravens finally figured the Steelers out last year. Lamar and Harbaugh had a Steelers problem. Last two times these teams played, the Ravens won. The first one was kind of close until it wasn't. And it wound up not being close, and the second one was never a contest. I feel like the Ravens are going to beat the Steelers twice this year, Doran.
I mean, they've kind of shown their colors, and they have time to fix it. But, I mean, you let Justin Fields and you let Drake May rush for how many yards? Almost over 50 yards a guy. You obviously have a rushing problem, too. So, the monster of rushing with the quarterback and the running back in the NFL is Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. I think that they would just take full advantage of the Steelers if they played them today.
I have seen, and you're right, the Steelers are allowed to get better. Every team in the NFL is allowed to get better. If the Steelers played the Ravens on Sunday, the Ravens rush for 200+.
Yes.
People seem to think, I saw a lot of this last night, that Derrick Henry's washed. I sort of remember that being a talking point early last season, and then he rushed for nearly 2,000 yards. So I'm not going to say that guy's finished.
Mm-hmm.
He's had fumbling problems.
Right, that's
a fumble in every game. Why tackle that monster when you can tackle a football, right? But I don't think he's washed. And Lamar, I think you can make an argument Lamar Jackson's the best player on the planet. I mean, the way he runs around, the way he can dice you up from the pocket.
Man.
And I understand they lost. They're also allowing the most points in the NFL through 3 weeks. They've given up 97. But again, halfway through last season, the Ravens had the worst pass defense in the NFL by leaps and bounds. And then they wound up the second half of the year being the best defense in the NFL by leaps and bounds. And Jaire Alexander, who's been hurt and hasn't played, he's going to come back at some point, you would think, for them. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. There's only six teams in the AFC right now, Doran, with a winning record. Where do we put the Steelers among those teams? Chargers are 3-0. The Colts are 3-0. Bills at 3-0. Bengals 2-1. Steelers 2-1. Jacksonville 2-1. The Ravens holding on to the seventh seed right now at 1-2. Las Vegas, Denver, New England, Cleveland, and Kansas City all tied at 1-2. Where do you put the Steelers among this group?
Well, I would have to put the Ravens after the 3-0 teams. I would have to put even Kansas City maybe after the Ravens. Then I put the Steelers. Then I put the Steelers before, what, Cincinnati. So kind of in the middle, maybe towards the back a little bit.
I think the Ravens, even at 1-2, are better than Pittsburgh, like you said. Of course, I'll take the Chiefs at 1-2. And one of those teams is going to be 1-3 after, or 1-2-1, hey, if there's a tie. There could always be a tie. Likely one of those teams is 1-3, which is wild.
Oh my goodness.
That game's going to feel like a playoff game. Arrowhead's going to be bopping, 4:25 kickoff. Oh, baby, I can't wait to not watch that one because I'll be in a pub in Ireland. But that's going to be a hell of a football game, a desperate football game. You fall to 1-3, you've dug yourself a big hole.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ravens in the AFC right now are 1-1. The Chiefs are 0-1. If the Chiefs lose and they're an underdog at home and they're sitting there at 0-2 in the conference and 1-3, I'll say this. I'm not going to write the Chiefs off. I will write them off for the division.
Yeah.
I mean, the Los Angeles is 3-0 and they're 3-0 in the division. They have a significant advantage.
Yep.
They look for real.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I've been really impressed with Indianapolis too, Doran. But I'm not buying yet. I'll tell you why, because you disagree, but you go first.
Well, I'm buying them in their division. That's why.
You know what? I'll agree with that.
Their division. I mean,
I'll agree with
that. The Titans, the Jaguars, and the Texans. Texans can't figure it out. I mean, I think that they're clearly the division leader. I mean, obviously on paper, but I mean, at the end of the season, I think that they win the division.
Yeah, teams that start 0-3 historically don't make the playoffs. And I'm not saying that it's like a fait accompli that Houston's not going to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to win the division. I would agree with you on that. And I'm not buying Jacksonville, even though they're 2-1 right now. Yeah, I buy Indy as a team that could win that division. Absolutely. I don't look at them as a true, legitimate AFC contender, though.
Right.
And the reason why, this might be unfair, has nothing to do with them. We saw a very similar start last year out of the New Orleans Saints. The Saints started 2-0. They didn't punt their first game.
That's right.
They put up like 40-some-odd points. That's right. They were the hottest thing since sliced bread. And then they were one of the worst teams in the NFL. I'm not saying that India will fall off because I do think it's a good roster. I think it's a good offensive scheme. They're playing well defensively as well. But I think Daniel Jones, while he's having this renaissance, in a way that we saw Sam Darnold and Geno Smith have their renaissances, I think they'll come down to earth a little bit. Like, I still look at them as a 9-win team, not like an 11, 12, 13-win team.
They're squirrely, though. They could beat you.
Oh, and
I don't like the Steelers against them. No. They're very, very squirrely. Like, I don't like that matchup at all, like you said.
The Steelers seem to lose to them. Doesn't matter. Gardner Minshew plays or Joe Flacco comes in and Anthony Richardson. Now, you get them at home, which is good. But, yeah, that's one I have circled as a game I don't feel all that good about. 412-928-9370. The Ravens out to a 1-2 start. The Bengals will not have Joe Burrow for at least most of the season. How does that make you feel about the Steelers' chances in the AFC North? How do you feel about the Steelers in the AFC? 412-928-9370. Your calls, texts, and tweets on that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How about this? How about this? How about this?
How about this?
Ravens 1-2. They lose to the Detroit Lions last night. The Ravens have scored 111 points this season. That's the most through three games by a team with a losing record in NFL history. This according to ESPN research. Lamar Jackson is the first quarterback in NFL history with 9+ pass touchdowns, 0 picks, and a losing record through three games. Now, this makes you want to point and laugh at the Baltimore Ravens, but what it also tells me is this is an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense is really damn good. Their two-time MVP quarterback is really good. And when you play a 17-game season, even though the Ravens look like they're allergic to fourth quarters, I mean, my God, in these two losses, they've just been dreadful in the fourth quarter. When you play offense at that level, when your quarterback's that good, you're going to play 17 games, and that's going to wind up, the cream is going to wind up rising to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still think the Ravens are going to win the AFC North.
And like I said too before, like these are two Super Bowl contenders that they lost to, and they just fell on the wrong side of it. It's not like they got blown out.
Right.
They did lose the first game. They kind of didn't keep their foot on the gas pedal. But
which is a theme under Harbaugh.
Like, it is.
I do think, like, if I'm a Ravens fan, do I feel super good about them winning the Super Bowl this year? Probably not.
Uh-huh.
Until they show me that they could play a good fourth quarter.
Right.
But as it relates to the Steelers, like, you don't need to be perfect to win the AFC North when your competition is the Steelers and then the Burrowless Bengals. Sorry,
right.
I cut you off.
No, we're good. They just lost to some good teams. Like, it happens, and it's early in the season. You figure out a lot about yourself whenever you head into November. Like,
yep.
That's usually whenever you hit your peak as a football team, and they know what they can do. They know that they have Lamar Jackson. They know they have their explosive. They have to fix their defense again. But, I mean, I could see if they lost to the Browns and they
just
lost.
Just call Marvin Lewis. Get him to come in.
Call Marvin. You know, call, what's his name?
DPs.
The other one that's on TV that was head coach.
Oh, Rex Ryan.
Yep.
With the shiniest teeth in television, Rex Ryan.
Likes feet.
He loves the feet.
Loves the feet.
I never got the feet thing.
No.
Mm-mm. Harry, you ever had a foot thing?
No.
Yeah, that's good. Sorry to put you on the spot like that. Actually, I was just talking to Bubba down the hall, and Bubba said, all you guys on the fan, you do something that makes me want to bang my head against a wall. And I said, what is that, Bubba? And he said, you always refer to your producers as behind the glass, and it makes me feel like you're all putting them down. Harry, are you offended by us saying that you're behind the glass? Because if so, I'll stop referring to you as such.
I'm offended by a lot of what you say a lot of the time, and that's just one of the things, yeah.
Right. Well, Bubba doesn't have a producer, and if he did, they wouldn't be behind the glass.
Melanie's technically his producer slash co-host.
Oh, wow. I don't know about all that.
She's not behind the glass.
Right, because they have a different type of setup.
Correct.
I'm just being literal. You are
right.
Behind the glass.
Exactly.
I don't mean anything by it. Yeah.
You're in a different room. There's
I worked
a door.
Behind the glass for years.
There's literally a door
Thank
to
God
a different room.
I mean,
what are you saying?
Nothing.
He's just having a conversation.
I'm happy it drowned me out, honestly. I'll tell you this. If the Steelers beat the Vikings, I don't care what it looks like. I think the Vikings are really good. I don't care who's playing quarterback for them. They won 14 games last year with Sam Darnold, who I think is okay. He looked really good against the Steelers 2 weeks ago, and they looked really good last week. Oh, boy, Seattle, their defense is really damn good.
Uh-huh.
We might look back on that in a couple of weeks and go, oh, Seattle defense
this is pretty decent.
It is pretty damn good.
Very good. Well-coached team.
Yes, that McDonald knows what he's doing.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
They miss him in Baltimore.
Bring him back. If the Steelers beat the Vikings, regardless of how it looks, I think that would be a cornerstone watershed moment.
Yeah, you could head into the bye week at 3-1.
And I think you'd have beat a great team. And I know it's goofy because you're right. Going to Ireland and it's technically a home game and there's going to be more Steelers fans there. And, you know, I think if the Vikings were to lose, their fans afterwards would probably throw it out. Ah, that's weird. And then we've been here and now we're going to be in London and we'll win that game and we'll get back on track. But I think the Vikings top to bottom are one of the better teams in the NFL. And the Steelers are an underdog in this game. If they find a way to win, and let's say Baltimore loses on the road to Kansas City, okay, maybe next Monday when we're talking, it'll be a different conversation. Now, do I think those things are going to happen? No, I think the Vikings are going to beat the Steelers, and I think that the Ravens are actually going to go on the road to Arrowhead and win that game. I just think they're a better team with better weapons right now than Kansas City. But should the Steelers beat Minnesota, that victory Monday is going to sound different than yesterday did.
Definitely. Good point.
I think we were fairly critical of the Steelers' performance in their win. A win is a win is a win, and we celebrate the win. But I think we were fairly critical of them yesterday. You beat Minnesota. I don't know how much room there will be for being critical. That'll just be a damn good win, and it might change the way I think about this football team. You think that's fair?
No matter how it looks, you're saying?
Yeah.
No matter how it looks.
Find a way to beat a good team.
Yeah.
Win a game against a quality team. I don't believe the Jets to be a quality team, although we haven't seen them with Justin Fields beyond, you know, the first six quarters, first five quarters. And New England, I think I slightly overrated. I thought New England would be a team that would battle for a wild card spot. After watching them, I don't know about that.
I think if they don't fumble, they win that football game. We're having a different conversation right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But they did.
Exactly.
But they did.
Exactly.
And
Drake May's game, though. You know, that's the biggest issue you always got to worry about. So if they could, you could fix everything else. You could fix what they have done wrong.
I'm not a believer in him. I think he sucks.
Drake May?
Yeah.
Really?
No. I think he's pretty good.
Well, there are people out there that do feel that way.
Yeah. No, I was impressed by him on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was not impressed by them. I was definitely impressed by him.
I'm with you.
He stood in there. He held the ball a little too long at times. And he had an interception that wasn't necessarily his fault. He had one that should have been picked that absolutely was his fault. But year two, early in the season, yeah, I think they got one there.
It's where you wanted to see Kenny be.
Absolutely.
That's what where Drake May is at right now is what you expected, I think, out of Kenny Pickett in year two. And you'd take that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd take that because you could kind of see the future a little bit.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather have him than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
They're not paying him yet. Now, you got to get good now. Like, this might be the year before the year for them. They need to be a contender next year, or else you're going to miss that window where you're not paying the quarterback and you can spend money elsewhere.
Well, I think that they have a lot of money.
Yes.
Going into next year, I think that their cap is.
They'll still be in a good spot. Yep.
And then you get a first round wide receiver for Drake May. Like, you can really build something coming off of this year and getting your feet wet with Drake May in the second year. You can really do some damage in the offseason if you're the Patriots.
Yes.
We got off on a Patriots tangent. I love it.
No, that's okay. I was just thinking as you were talking there, this is what our Tuesdays were last year. And I think this is the way our Tuesdays generally will go in football season. Just a lot of good ball talk.
Uh-huh.
Texter, very little people around here will give the Steelers any credit for beating the Vikings. I don't think that's going to be the case with our show.
I wouldn't make the excuse either that it's the backup quarterback.
Absolutely not.
You know?
Absolutely not.
Oh, they beat him with Carson Wentz. Like, no, I think Carson Wentz is really the starter.
I think Carson Wentz right now is a better quarterback than J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, exactly.
J.J. McCarthy played 8 quarters of football, 7 of which were putrid. That doesn't mean he's not going to be a good quarterback in the NFL, and I'm not saying he is or isn't, but right now, Carson Wentz is a veteran in one of the best offensive systems in the sport, with one of the best offensive play callers, with one of the best defensive play callers, with one of the best defensive rosters. You got one of the best offensive skill position rosters in the sport. That's a damn good football team. All Carson Wentz needs to do is caretake the thing. He needs to manage the game. And if he does, they're going to win 12 to 14 games.
Mm.
They're that good top to bottom, and they're that well coached. So if you beat Minnesota, I don't care what it looks like, that is a huge win. And Vegas would agree because the Steelers are a 2.5-point underdog. 412-928-9370. Let's compare the Steelers to a couple more teams in the NFL, Doran, some of these other 2-1, 3-0 teams. We'll do that when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Jeff Hathorn drove to Foxborough this weekend, covered the game. We'll talk to him coming up at the top of the hour. He's our Odyssey sports director. Texter writes in, if the Steelers beat the Vikings, people will say, oh, it's Ireland. It was against Carson Wentz. The Vikings are average. They just lost to Atlanta at home. I'm telling you, that's a good football team. That's a really damn good football team. I think they're coordinated defensively as well as any team in the sport, and I'm a huge Kevin O'Connell fan. I would take Kevin O'Connell in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's a really good offensive mind. I mean, you look across the board, whenever they're full strength, you got Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones. And that offensive line, that's a good lineup.
I could just see O'Connell putting Tomlin's defense in a blender and scheming the hell out of him.
Well, he's going to have Flores, too, that's going to help him do that. Yeah. Right now, what they're doing, they're sitting in a room, and he's just picking Flores' brain about what Tomlin's going to do, what he wants to do, how he operates. So, good luck to the Steelers. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be tough. All right, where do the Steelers, how do the Steelers compare with other 2-1, 3-0 teams around the NFL? We've already said we'll take the Steelers situation clearly over the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't think we're going out on a limb there. Are the Steelers better than the Packers?
No.
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 Not better than the Seahawks?
No.
Detroit?
No.
Washington?
No.
The Rams?
No.
Boy, the NFC's good.
Yeah, it's flipped.
It has. The NFC has 10 teams.
It flipped last year, like in the middle.
With a winning record.
Like, we were going into last year, remember saying, like, oh, this AFC, all the quarterbacks, and you know, all these teams that the Steelers have to get through. And then literally, like, in the middle, whenever the emergence of Jaden Daniels started, you know, creeping in, I think the NFC started, and then Stafford started emerging again. Like, it was like, wow.
Baker Mayfield threw 40 touchdowns, Baker, yep. Jordan Love.
Yep.
All of a sudden, I think top-heavy-wise, the AFC's got the best quarterbacks. Like, Joe Burrow's not healthy, so obviously that would hurt this argument.
Mahomes, Allen,
Lamar. I mean, I think those guys plus Burrow are in a class of their own. Then you go like Jalen Hurts. But from a depth of quarterback standpoint, I mean, Hurts and Mayfield and Love and
Daniels
and
Stafford. I mean, if you want to throw Dak in there.
Jared Goff is terribly underrated.
Jared Goff.
He was throwing dots all over the place yesterday. All over the place yesterday. And I'll tell you, I'm intrigued by this Michael Penix. So much so that I just did spirit fingers for whatever reason.
I'm intrigued.
Live on
YouTube.
Man,
they got whooped by the Panthers.
That was odd because they had just beat the Vikings.
Right.
That was a common survivor pool pick. The Falcons against the Panthers this week, and they didn't even show up,
no.
Dude. That was a good old-fashioned college whooping.
Yep.
Damn. So there's a lot of teams in the NFC that we would say are better than the Steelers. In the AFC, there's only six teams with a winning record. I still like Denver, and they're at 1-2. I like the Chiefs at 1-2. But the Jets are left for dead. The Dolphins, I mean, their coach will get fired in a couple weeks. The Titans are the Titans again. Houston at 0-3. I don't think they're going to pull out of it, man. They might make it interesting, but you start 0-3, you don't generally make the playoffs. And I always thought that was going to be a one playoff division. And with Indy out to that 3-0 start, and they're 3-0 in the conference and 1-0, I wouldn't want to be a Houston Texans fan today. And it kind of makes me wonder, like, were we too hard on the Steelers yesterday?
No, but I think we're honest. I mean, if you watch that game, they clearly have issues, but we're honest on both sides. If you watch the game, they clearly have issues that they need to fix, but it also was a really good win to win in Foxborough in a away game that was an AFC opponent.
I want to unpack that a little bit more in the 7 o'clock hour because there's absolutely things to be critical of at the same time. When you stink and you do a lot of things below the line and you win, I mean, that's kind of what September and early October has become in this league. Now, you got to get better, and I don't know that I have a lot of faith in them doing that, but we'll get into that in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll talk to Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, when we come back. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.